In 2018, I spoke with Shoshona and Draven of Digging Roots and asked how they approach their songwriting.
Well, I think we write songs in a number of ways. Sometimes songs just fall out of the sky complete and you just hope to capture them. And sometimes Raven has an idea and he brings it to me, or I have an idea and I bring it to him. But one of the main ways that we've been writing songs is connected to how we wrote songs back in the day as Anishinaabe people. And my great auntie told me this story about how, you know, some of those old chants and things that we're familiar with were inspired by the contour and shape of the horizon line. So when you're sitting in a spot like what you're looking out at the water or the mountains, and where the mountains go high, that's sort of where the melody soars, and where there's a valley, that's where the melody dips. And so when we heard about that, we were really excited because we'd never heard that before, and we were like, wow, well, maybe this is something that we can bring into our songwriting. And so we started, you know, looking at like song mapping and looking at different places that we were traveling and letting those places be the route for our songs. So a lot of the songs actually belong to a specific place.
You released a new single, AK-47, last month, and you have a fantastic video up for it on YouTube. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well, AK-47 is a song about peace. It's a song that, you know, I feel needed to be born because the world right now is in a crazy state. And maybe it's always been in a crazy state, but I feel that there's a lot of people out there that have lost their teachings or have lost their way. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if you look at people around, everybody comes from a place, whether it's from Africa or South Asia or, you know, the North Pole, somebody comes from someplace, everybody's indigenous from somewhere. And usually when you look at every indigenous culture, they have teachings of how to live a good life, you know, how to respect the earth, how to respect each other. I think, you know, over the last 1,000 years of, you know, humans colonizing places and things like this, they've kind of forgotten that stuff and have kind of lost touch. And, you know, the concept of AK-47 was, you know, humans make these weapons not to kill moose or deer, but to kill each other. You know, and they disguise them to gain power and economic independence and, you know, to sort of expand their fortresses and whatnot. And I think that, you know, we wanted to think about it differently, like to put love into a gun, to put peace into a gun, to put hope into a gun. And, you know, this was the message that Shoshona's lyrics are reflecting in that song, and, you know, and trying to, you know, to see that, you know, as human beings, we need to come back to these places, you know, and we need to dream big. Like, why not put love into a gun? You know, like, we sure put a lot of negative energy into that. You know, I think that, you know, we can do things like fix up the ocean, and, you know, and there are bigger things that we need to tackle as human beings. We need to stop thinking small-mindedly, and that's part of what AK-47 is about.
I just figured out the world's problems. People don't make out enough.
Well, I wish I could load love into a gun, peace into a gun, hope into a gun. Well, I load up my AK-47.
In 2017, I had the honor of talking with Basie Ford. One of the lines from your song, Done, which really resonates with me personally, and I'm sure with everybody, is "My joy takes nothing from you." And you also have an awesome video on YouTube for that song, which has had over 1 million views. What can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, that song came about because of a long process that I was going through with a very difficult person that I had to deal with, and I didn't really even want to record that song. I thought it was too mean. But my bass player actually talked me into it, and as soon as we started playing it, I was like, oh, this song, there's something here. And I feel like people are very afraid of anger, especially of women's anger. And I feel like women have so many reasons, very valid reasons, to be angry and frustrated about the kind of role that they're expected to play. They're always expected to kind of absorb the negativity in a situation and always make room for others. And there's a lot of reasons that we are taught to be so nice and so tolerant. And I think that tolerance that we're taught can sometimes be damaging to ourselves. And I think that song for me was kind of a time in my life where I was learning how to be compassionate toward myself and compassionate toward somebody else through being able to stand up and say no, and through being able to recognize an abusive pattern. And I think that when I first heard the recording of that, I was like, we really have to validate that feminine anger is fine. Like, it's a part of who we are, and we should be able to express it without being, you know, witch hunted, basically. And there's a real, you know, people overlook the power of anger as a part of their own healing process, especially if they've been through very difficult experiences. And it's really important to reclaim yourself and all of who you are. And it doesn't necessarily have to be damaging towards others to be able to express yourself. And I think that that's something that women should be allowed to embody as part of this aspect of femininity. And I think for me, that's what that song is about.
Shooting son of a bitch, and I'm motherfucker, to find yourself some proof now.